The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 19. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these discourses, that he departed from Galilee, and came into the borders of Judea, beyond the Jordan. And many multitudes followed him, and he cured them there. And the Pharisees came to him to tempt him, and said to him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? He answered them, and said to them, Have you not read that the Creator, at the beginning, created the male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man put asunder. They said to him, Why then did Moses command us to give a bill of divorce and put her away? He said to them, Moses, on account of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to put away your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. But I say to you, that whoever puts away his wife, unless for lewdness, and marries another, commits adultery. And he that marries her that is put away commits adultery. His disciples said to him, If the relation of man and wife be such, it is not good to marry. But he said to them, All cannot accept this saying, only those to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs that were born such from their mother's womb, and there are eunuchs that have been made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs that have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Let him accept it that is able to accept it. Then little children were brought to him, that he might lay his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, Let the little children come to me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them, and departed from that place. And behold, one came and said to him, Good teacher, what good thing must I do that I may have eternal life? He said to him, Why do you call me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if you desire to enter into life, keep the commandments. He said to him, Which? Jesus replied, You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, All these have I kept from my youth. What do I lack? Jesus said to him, If you would be perfect, go, sell your possessions, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. When the young man heard that saying, he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Jesus said to his disciples, Verily I say to you, a rich man will with difficulty enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard it, they were greatly amazed and said, Who then can be saved? But Jesus looked on them and said to them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then Peter answered and said to him, Behold, we have left all and followed thee. What then shall we have? Jesus said to them, Verily I say to you, that in the restoration, when the Son of Man shall sit on his glorious throne, you also who have followed me shall sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first.